Young lady, where do you think you're going? Party. Looking like that. Well, I don't care if your father said yes. Clearly, he doesn't care that his own daughter would be walking down the streets in the middle of the night, looking like a common prostitute. Oh, don't give me that attitude! I'm only looking out for you. It's what mothers do. You don't mean that. After everything that I've done for you, you still think of me that way. So little. So insignificant. Of course, I am hurt. I've done everything for you, so that you would just love me. I am aware that I am not the woman who birthed you. But blood is not the only thing that makes someone a mother. You know what? I'm done. I think I've finally reached my limit. No, I'm not leaving. Although you'd love that, wouldn't you? But unfortunately for you, young lady, that's not what I have in mind. From now on, I won't be so lenient with you. You wanna act like a spoiled brat? Then fine. In return, I will treat you as such. A spoiled brat that needs a good spanking. What's wrong, little girl? Scared of a little spanking? Oh, I believe you. I have no doubt that your parents will never do such a humiliating punishment. Well, look how you turn out then. Not so good, huh? Maybe, if they did, then you wouldn't have turned out to be such an ungrateful brat. Don't worry, I'm here to fix that. Now, come here. Do not argue with me. Come here, now. And lay on your stomach across my lap. Don't make me get up, girl. It will be worse for you. There. See? I knew you could be such a good girl if you want to. That's all I've wanted. For you to obey me. Love me. To appreciate me. But of course, you've done none of those. I will change that. From now on, you'd be mommy's good girl. Right, baby? You should. I will make you. Now, make sure to count. If you miss one, then we will start all over again. Understood? Understood what? Yes. Mommy. I'm your mommy. My good little girl. Shall we start?